After intense negotiations, the World Trade Organization has agreed on a plan to allow poor countries to ignore patents on vital medicines. The idea is to get inexpensive drugs for diseases such as AIDS and tuberculosis to countries that can't afford expensive patented versions of the medicines. Critics say the WTO deal will do little to help. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
2 years ago, the World Trade Organization hammered out a plan to allow developing countries to manufacture cheaper generic versions of patented drugs during public health crises such as the AIDS epidemic. Almost immediately, the organization started work on a plan to expand the agreement so that any country could do the manufacturing as long as they were selling to poor countries that can't manufacture generic drugs on their own. From the start, the U.S. objected, fearing a loss of patent rights. By last Wednesday, the U.S. had dropped its objections, and observers were sure the plan would pass. But WTO spokesman Keith Rockwell says more problems came up Thursday night.
We looked as though we were very close to an agreement, and then at the 11th hour, things seemed to fall through, and people thought we were off to our ministerial meeting in Cancun later this month on the back of what was really quite a significant setback.
The deal on the table required distinctive packaging for the generic drugs so that they couldn't be smuggled and sold to richer countries for a profit. The deal also required the poorest countries that wanted to buy the generics to prove that they couldn't manufacture the drugs on their own. On Thursday night, the consensus started unraveling. Several countries insisted on making official statements to make sure that the packaging requirements and the record-keeping requirements wouldn't be too onerous. The countries that wanted the agreement to pass immediately saw this as a dangerous delay. Rockwell says some of those countries spoke up in a closed meeting.
Last Friday night, 15 African delegations rose from the floor and gave truly moving and compelling testimony to the reasons why we needed to have this agreement.
By Saturday, it was done. The ministers agreed that any country could ignore a patent for drugs for diseases like AIDS so long as the drugs are exported only to developing countries that can't produce the drugs on their own. But advocacy groups such as Oxfam and Doctors Without Borders that originally pushed for the plan are not happy. Paul Zeitz is the executive director of another of the groups, the Global AIDS Alliance.
The concessions made by developing countries to the U.S. government and the American pharmaceutical industry actually will undermine or limit access to life-saving AIDS medications.
Zeitz says the packaging and record-keeping provisions will discourage countries and drug manufacturers from getting into this market. International health expert Amir Adaran says it was a fight without a reason.
The decision was made by a number of activists in developing countries that reforming the patent rules would make a major difference to this, but reforming the rules in the way that has been done will make very little difference at all.
He says the real problem is that poor countries may not be able to afford the cheaper generics or the cost of distributing them, and richer countries with manufacturing capabilities traditionally have not taken advantage of WTO rules for breaking patents. The WTO's Keith Rockwell says there's never going to be a perfect agreement, since all 146 members of the WTO have to agree on whatever is passed. And he says representatives of the poorest countries think the new plan will help.
They were pleading, and if these governments believe that these measures will somehow address what is this deeply troubling problem, then that's good enough for me.
The issue is likely to come up again at the end of the year when the WTO is scheduled to start work on a final version of the trade agreement. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.